Good morning. On behalf of the Department of Parks and Recreation, Director Armando Quintero, and the Law Enforcement and Emergency Services Division, I'd like to call this public input meeting to order. The date is August 25th of 2023, and we are at the Natural Resources Agency headquarters located at 715 P Street in downtown Sacramento. We will be accepting public comment on the topic of automated license plate readers today. Before we move to the public comment portion of the meeting, I'd like to first introduce our panel. My name is Alex Luskatoff, and I'm currently serving as the Deputy Chief of our Law Enforcement and Emergency Services Division. I'm going to turn it over to our Chief and then to our legal counsel for introductions.
Welcome. I'm Scott Bain, Chief of Law Enforcement and Emergency Services. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott. Let's go to our legal counsel.
Good morning, Olivia Chu, Staff Counsel with State Parks and Recreation. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Olivia, and thank you, Chief, for both being able to be here today. As mentioned, we're going to be accepting public comment on the topic of automated license plate readers. If you're unfamiliar with automated license plate readers, they are otherwise referred to as ALPRs, and they are designed to capture the rear of vehicles and vehicle metadata. The department will use the data to assist in determining the total number of vehicles that have entered and exited the park on any given day. It may also be used to assist in the collection of day use fees and may allow for visitors who have already paid to enter the park without stopping at the kiosk. This should reduce barriers to access by streamlining the park entrance process. The data will also be used to apprehend vehicles associated with serious crimes, to include kidnappings, Amber Alerts, stolen vehicles, and other crimes as identified. It will do this by providing hot list alerts to officers from the NCIC and other state databases. The purpose of today's meeting is for any person who is interested to share their feelings, concerns, or support regarding the Department of Parks and Recreation implementing ALPRs. As such, this panel will not be responding to questions. Each person interested in submitting input will have 3 minutes to do so. Comments may also be submitted in writing to our online meeting moderator, who will help facilitate comments from online participants. Before moving to the formal portion of this meeting where public comment is accepted, I'd like to turn to our panel, beginning with our legal counsel and then our chief, to address any points that I may have missed.
Nothing to add at this time. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Chief, do you have anything that you'd like to add?
No, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Not hearing any other pieces of information that need to be included at this time, we will turn to accept comment from the public. I'm looking out at the auditorium at the Natural Resources Building, and there is nobody who is in attendance at this time. I'd like to go to our meeting moderator to determine if anyone has had the opportunity to join online.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. We do not have any online participants at this time.
Okay, thank you. Having no online participants and not having anyone at the resources building, our panel will remain here for a period of time so that if there's anyone who has had difficulty accessing the link or who has had difficulty logging on, for those who may have had difficulty finding parking or may be in the lobby and haven't had a chance to make it into the auditorium today, we will remain here for a period of time to help facilitate comments from those individuals. Thank you. Okay, looking at the clock, it is now 11 a.m. We still do not have anyone in the auditorium of the Natural Resources Building. We've had one of our team members go out into the lobby to check to determine if anybody has arrived at the building and maybe didn't know exactly where to go. And our team member is communicating to me that there is nobody in the lobby who has expressed any interest in submitting public comment. So we're going to assume that nobody has arrived to provide that comment. I want to go to our online moderator to determine if anyone has logged in online to submit comment.
Thank you. As of right now, we do not have any online participants.
Okay, thank you. Then on that basis, I'd like to first check in with our legal counsel, and then we'll check in with our chief. But on that basis, I would like to move to adjourn this meeting. I'm going to turn to legal counsel.
No concerns for adjournment. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to our chief.
I second the motion to adjourn.
Okay, thank you. Then as of 11:01 a.m., we will formally adjourn this meeting. Thank you.